This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
So you're a fat boy, tell me where you're at, boy. Now you're up to bat, boy, do me like a frat, boy. You're a bad boy, make my mama sad, boy. Make my boyfriend mad, boy, you look like my dad, boy. You're the fat boy. Duh.
This part right here sounds like the background of the new Pearl Jam song.
Oh, God.
He's a fat boy.
That boy, when that song came out, Jeremy, was that your anthem because that's your government name, Jeremy? Or it was,
hell yeah. That was one of the first CDs I ever bought.
Yeah.
The 10 album. I bought Dookie and I bought 10. Down at Scum Records. Went upstairs and bought used CDs.
Yeah.
It was awesome. $7. Old Scooter Leslie selling me CDs.
Aww. I like it. I'd go back and forth between I went there, but I'd also go to Manifest Discs and Tapes, Peppermint Records, and also what was the other one? Peppermint Horizon Records.
Oh yeah,
which
man.
Is still there.
It's still downtown.
God bless them.
Good spot.
My son clowns me because
inside Bohemian.
We used to wait out in line at the Poco at midnight for New Korn came out or Eminem or whatever.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
new album drop.
You'd line up.
Now it's just on my phone when I wake up Friday morning.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, somebody's hungry.
No, it's the opposite.
Oh, God.
Don't you do it.
I just drink a bunch of water. I think that's what you hear swirling around.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I smell food, so I thought you were hungry.
No, it's oatmeal.
Speaking of that, what kind of food are we going to have at numerous nuptials?
No idea.
Will there be food served?
No idea.
Like, the inter-office email I was reading.
I'll bring some chips.
I did ask the satirical question. The onion-like question about the toast, was it going to be white bread or rye? And like, LOL, sparkling adult beverages.
Yeah,
so I assume that means champagne.
Champagne, yeah. Fancy road sodas, yeah. Fancy barley pops.
No one asked, so it might be champipple.
Might be champipple.
And then I assume there'll be a wedding cake.
I imagine there will be a wedding cake.
I mean, how are you not going to have a wedding without a wedding cake?
Probably be a wedding cake.
There'll be music. There'll be the giveaway bags, which are very, very nice. I mean, they're very, very nice.
They are nice.
They'll be packed full of all kind of, gift cards and all this stuff. And, adult novelties and dildos and things like that. Various plugs of sorts. I tell you, I still use that one on my desk as a ring holder.
It works well. It works
perfectly
real well.
Fine.
Think of that. If you want to get in on numerous nuptials, you text RING, R-I-N-G, to 72341.
R-I-N-G to 72341.
If you want to get married, all you need is A, someone to marry, and B, a license.
Yeah. You need to go ahead and ask them to marry you. But Rob Inario, attorney at law, will also be officiating over the ceremony. So it's legit. And it's going to be fun. It's on Valentine's Day. We'll be at Southwind Ranch in Travelers Rest, South Carolina.
Travelers Rest.
I said yesterday I was going to walk to it from my house because I also live in TR, and Nine showed me a walking map, which was going to be a 2.5-hour walk.
Yeah,
it's treacherous terrain.
So I'm just going to bike there, I guess.
It's a 2.5-hour walk and a lot of hills up and down.
Yeah, that'd be rough.
I'm just going to ride my bike.
You going to head up the Fat Rabbit Trail?
Swamp.
You'd be all sweaty. Swampy by the time you get there.
Oh,
certain parts for sure.
Yeah. Yes.
Will we see the reemergence of soloist Jimmy?
Ooh, hope so.
Probably not.
Do we know yet who's performing?
No, nobody asked me to find anybody yet.
I hope Mark makes you guys sing again. That was fun.
All right, I like it.
This year we'll do a better song, though, which means he ain't picking it.
I'll say this, and I'm not being what you would call a dickhead when I say this, but I this year at 9, we tag in Paige and Fatboy to sing.
I think so.
Left to that.
I think we do.
I mean, my Lord, why is it always left to us?
I already had to do more last year with misleading the kazoos. I did that too early.
No, it was the best thing. I took a picture with a P1 that it was at the end of the ceremony.
Yep.
And I took a picture of the P1. He tagged me in on Instagram, and I look way back in the background is Fatboy in the parking lot getting into his car, waving, photo bombing the back of the camera.
Yep, it's great.
Of course, he wanted to get home to the love of his life.
He did.
Year before that, I had to warm up the crowd.
Yeah,
while
you
Jeff
did.
Got in his underwear.
Well, there's not going to be any underwear. I mean, you'll have underwear on, but no showing of underwear.
Yeah, you speak can warm yourself. Them up by being nice.
There could be some in the swag bag.
Yeah, you want some? Yeah. Get some in your swag bag, some underwear.
From what I see, you're going to be in there this year as far as the novelties go. We might be calling it a gag bag.
Yeah, the honeymoon haul.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
I
don't know what you're saying.
So if you want to get married or renew your wedding vows, if you've never done that and want to add a little spice to the relationship, get married live on the radio.
Absolutely. And you know something else, Matt, we can do to provide a service for everybody listening right now, to all the P1s?
Bachelorette shows.
I'm talking about if you missed Fussin' earlier. Oh. We have it up at 933theplanetrocks.com. But if you text FUSS, FUSS, to the CVM text line, 72341, we'll send you a link. You can watch it at your leisure.
FUSS
to 72341.
And then you can watch the video. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So that's for that. And then to get married, go to 933theplanetrocks.com to be a part of numerous nuptials, the largest mass wedding in the South.
Yep.
Guaranteed, statistically proven.
Easy as that.
Yeah, a lot of people go back to just renew.
Yeah,
they really do.
Yeah, the couple from Clinton will be, they're going to be back again. They sent an email. I think this is like the fifth year. They did it the 1 year to like really do it. And then they came back and have... not rekindled, but renewed. I forget his name. He snaps or tweets all the time, but from Clinton.
Aww.
We had a Southern Georgia, like Valdosta type Southern Georgia.
Yeah, too. Real Southern Georgia.
Watch out for people from Clinton. Them Clinton people.
Clinton.
You really have to. Clintons are known to wreck political campaigns.
Yes, they are.
Ain't they right? Tulsi? Tucci? Whatever her name was.
Tucci.
Even the local sheriff's race.
Yeah.
Really had a hand in that, too. All right. So that's on Valentine's Day. That's on Friday, February. What day, Paige?
14th on
yes.
a Friday.
That's right. Look at that. All right. So numerous nuptials. The largest mass wedding in the upstate. It's 2 weeks. No, 3 weeks from tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's the Rise Guys, guys.
It is.
It is good.
Guys.
Hello, this is Anthony. How can I be of service today?
Anthony.
Yes?
How you doing? My name's Bill. I'm calling from Greenville, South Carolina.
Bill, how are you doing today?
I'm not doing good at all. We got a problem here, Anthony.
I'm certainly sorry, and how can I help you?
Well, the problem is, keep it quiet, Jimmy. My son, who is 9, I got a pair of these wheelies or heelies or whatever the hell you call them.
Yes, wonderful.
Hey, he's had these things since Christmas, all right? Now, yesterday, we were going through Cleveland Park, and he hit a rock on these things and has broke his leg in 3 places. So
well,
I'm calling today to find out what the fuck you're going to do about it.
First of all, I'm certainly sorry that this has happened.
Yeah, you bet your ass.
What I can do, sir, is I can certainly give you our information about our legal claims office.
Oh, you probably had this problem before, ain't you? Shut up for a minute. I want to know what kind of money we're going to get out of this thing, because you hear Jimmy in the background screaming in pain.
Hold on a minute, Anthony.
Listen here. I know you're in pain, but you don't use that kind of fucking language when I'm talking to a gentleman we don't even know. So you probably have these kind of problems before then, I guess.
Well, sir, it's certainly something that does happen, as there's human error, and there are certain things that happen when you have children and you have any sort of moving device.
Yeah, horse shit. I'm going to get Jimmy, get over here. Jimmy's 9. I'm going to get him on the phone. He's 9 years old. Hold on. I want you to listen. Jimmy, tell him what happened down in Cleveland Park.
I fell. It hurts like a motherfucker.
You watch your fucking mouth talking to this guy. He's trying to help us.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Shut up. Go ahead, Anthony. Help us out here.
So what I can do is I can give you the information to our legal claims office.
Here's what I'm going to do.
If you would like to make an inquiry.
You shut the hell up for a minute. I'm going to give you the information for my bank account and my PayPal account, and I'm asking for $500,000 by noon today, or there's going to be a lawsuit.
Well, sir, I'm sorry. I'm just customer service. I couldn't give you that information. I mean, I couldn't make a promise like that. If
you're gonna have to do
if you want to hold on, I can give you the information. All those queries have to be received in written form.
Screw holding on. You hear my son over here? It sounds like he's getting butt fucked by a guy in prison.
We are certainly so sorry that there has been an accident associated.
With
our product.
You're all about selling product. You don't think about the ramifications of it. You're probably sitting there in a damn building made of gold. Bull crap. You're sitting there. You're like, all these kids running around on our little Heelys. Ha, ha, ha. We're millionaires. Well, fuck that. It's time for us to stand up for what's right.
Sir, I'm certainly sorry. I'm certainly sorry. And
I can hear it in your voice. I'm so sorry for you, sir.
I'm very, very sorry.
Lamborghini.
Perhaps speak to my supervisor?
Yeah, horse shit on your supervisor. Put me on with your supervisor.
If you
get his fucking ass off the golf course, fuck that. I'm hanging up and calling my lawyer. Fuck you.
Sir?
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. And at 10, get set for another 93-minute rock block. Over 93 minutes of rock. Only on 93.3.
The planet.
Rocks. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann. Nine. Paige. And Fat Boy.
93.3, the planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, well, let's talk about the movie Joker, shall we?
You want to?
Has everybody seen it?
I haven't yet, so I'll have to rely on my great sources, you guys. So according to this, Joker owes a great debt to Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver and also another movie, King of Comedy.
Yeah.
But someone just pointed out that Jerry Seinfeld and the show Seinfeld may have inspired the Joker's character. Because there's a character that is similar to the Joker that was on Seinfeld by the name of Crazy Joe DiVola.
Soup Nazi.
No, no.
I thought it was going to be Kenny Banya.
Oh, Banya.
Do you remember that character, Mr. Seinfeld, over there?
Yeah. I thought that you were going to say there was a bad guy in Joker named Newman.
Hello, Batman.
That would be great.
Who was Mr. Seinfeld? I thought 9 was Mr. Seinfeld.
I don't know if 9
was. Paige just referred to Fat Boy as Mr. Seinfeld.
Well, only because he called him on a regular basis. That's why I referred that to Fat Boy, because I thought that he was connected to Jerry in some way.
Hello, Jerry.
You remember that whole debacle?
Yes.
Where we would have Jerry Seinfeld call us.
He said he remembers. No need to rehash old memories.
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Well, according to this, Joe on Seinfeld is a mentally disturbed, failed comedy writer who blames Jerry for his failures. He's also obsessed with and stalks Elaine. So there's a point where Joe's doctor worries about all this situation, and he because Joe stops taking his medicine, which makes him more violent, which happens to the Joker. In the movie.
Yeah. Well, that's the, I mean, that's every story of the little guy being beat down and eventually he cracks and goes nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Arr.
Not only that, there's another scene where Joe dresses like a clown and is controlled by three men in Central Park. He beats them up, which kind of sounds like the subway scene in the movie Joker.
Well, I don't know if you know this, if I'm going to spoil it for you or not, but the Harley Quinn movie, she dies at the end licking envelopes.
Oh, no.
You know, where did they get that idea
from? Oh, no, and she never wears a bra.
Yeah, it ends with them in a jail cell.
Oh, boy.
You don't know what happened. By the way, why is the new Harley Quinn movie not called Harley Quinn? It's called Birds of Prey. That's stupid.
It's a real long title. There's Harley Quinn in there.
Yeah, but why not just for dummies like me that just scans through to see what movies are coming out. It's called Birds of Prey. I would never know that was a Harley Quinn movie if I hadn't done a little investigating.
I mean, stupid. Yeah, I guess they expect you to put in the few seconds to see what it's about, but and you won't because this is modern day America.
Plus, there's other characters.
Don't judge me, Judge Jimmy.
Right, I'm talking about the public.
Oh, yeah, they're jerks.
That will find out that's revealed that it's not just Harley Quinn in the movie. There's other characters, so maybe the Birds of Prey.
Kramer's in it.
Yeah.
Before Harley Quinn knocks you out with that hammer, she says, the jerk store called, and they're running out of you.
I'm going to run you over with John Voight's Volvo.
This is pencil.
Well, the world is becoming environmentally friendly, and according to this, there is one brand that seems to be the most polluting brand in the country when it comes to plastic waste, and that is Coca-Cola.
Oh.
With about 200,000 bottles a minute that this company produces. But the president says they're going to keep producing the plastic bottles because they want to keep their customer satisfied. Because
what the customer wants.
Is what the customer wants, and they want the lightweight, and they want to be able to reseal them with a cap.
Yeah. I mean,
so they're not going to kill their business.
Plus, Coke is kind of branded the shape of the bottle.
Yeah, plus, what would dippers dip in?
That's true. That's true. Better plastic bottle than a styrofoam cup.
So then again, is cocaine use down because of all the outlawing of straws? Probably not.
They haven't outlawed dollar bills yet.
Yeah.
Well, according to this, they're planning on making packaging that's at least 50% recyclable in the next 10 years.
Like every other brand of consumable products in America, Coca-Cola's lost their mind too. I saw at Walmart, because I love Cherry Coke. It's my favorite drink of all time. I love it. And Cherry Coke Zero, because I'm diabetic, is now my favorite drink. You know, I can't drink sugar. Walmart had a Cherry Coke energy drink.
Yep.
And it was Cherry Coke that basically is combined with a blank bowl. Like, it's got taurine and all the stuff in there that a blank bowl would have in it. I don't want to say Red Bull. I think they're owned by the same company, probably. But it's a Cherry Coke energy drink now. Just like how you can get Reese cups with M&Ms inside and all this. Like, everybody's high.
But why not tap into a different market?
Everybody's high as hell. Huh?
They're tapping into a different market.
Yeah, but I realize that. But, like, go down the aisle. Coca-Cola has Blueberry Coke. They have Orange Coke. They have all these. Mexican Coke.
Yeah.
I don't know what they use pure cane sugar. That is the difference.
Okay. Yeah.
You go to some of these frou-frou grocery stores, and that's what you get.
Yeah. They have the black bottle ones, like the peach one, and then the California raspberry.
Yeah.
The Georgia peach.
Everything's just like crazy. It's hard for a new brand to get shelf space because all the big brands have all the shelf space with all their different, you know, splinter offs.
But am I the only one that thinks that Coke in the bottles tastes the best?
In a glass bottle?
Well, unless you get a good Coke, like a fountain Coke. Nothing beats good fountain Coke.
It depends on where the bottle's been.
Yeah, it's true.
Cherry Coke out of a freestyle machine is not the same. I agree with the texture. It's not
true.
The same.
None of the flavors are.
Mm-mm.
But here's one thing that kind of gets me about it, because you know the Regal Cinemas, all the movie theaters,
mm-hmm.
are going to be serving Pepsi now.
Really?
So you won't be able to get Cherry Coke at the movies anymore.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, I'll just
sneak it in.
Right.
You have to take your own bottle in.
Yeah.
In a bottle or a can. But you don't want to open a can in a movie theater. Wow.
There's no cherry.
I just cough for a while.
There's no cherry Pepsi. I don't know.
No, there is. It's not Cherry Coke.
I'm
Cherry
sorry,
Coke is its own
know.
Thing. Cherry Coke is like, it's the top of the heap of those beverages.
So you can't, you can't just settle for that ever.
Mm-mm.
I get it.
No, I'm Coca-Cola.
That's it.
Forever.
Nothing at all.
Oh, you ruined my life, Nine. That legit did.
Did it?
Yes.
Really?
Is that your thing? You like to get a Cherry Coke at the movies?
Yeah, man.
I do too.
It's like,
Coke.
That was my staple all the way back in my childhood. It's a Cherry Coke when I go to the movies.
Love it, man. It's the best.
Well,
I tell you this, I like cheer wine better than I like diet, or more than I like Cherry Pepsi, Wild Cherry Pepsi.
Yeah.
It's awful.
That is.
It's awful.
You know who has.
By the way, coming up, I'd like to tell you about Wild Cherry Pepsi. It's refreshing in the afternoon.
You know who always has,
like
who always historically had the best Coca-Cola mix? Like when you go get a fountain Coke from a fast food place? McDonald's.
Yes, Golden Arches.
Always the best Coke.
See, I was going to disagree and tell you that I enjoy nothing more than a crisp Cherry Coke from Hardee's. They still have Cherry Coke.
They have Cherry Coke, yeah.
Well, by the way, well, they redid ours in TR.
They redid the one down by my place, too, man.
Looks nice.
It's all fancy now. It looks like a spaceship going to take off.
Well, the one in TR used to look like the Biltmore House.
Yeah.
It was massive.
Well, it's still massive. They just redid it. It looks nice
as
it sits there in that deserted Ingalls parking lot.
I could walk to mine if I choose to, which I never do.
Might try it.
Ah, see? You liar.
Yeah, see?
Fat boy, you lie.
Is it
here? You lie too much.
You're going to call the law.
Fitness boy. All right, so there's more drama with Aerosmith and their former drummer. Well.
He don't know that. Don't tell him.
It's not looking good.
People are now finding out years ago the lead singer was replaced by Suzanne Plachette. People are just now realizing.
All right, there is a video, and this is according to TMZ, that is showing that Aerosmith physically blocked drummer Joey Kramer from entering the rehearsal with a couple of bodyguards. So Joey, you know, he's suing because they dropped him from their Grammy gig and they're not allowing him to tour with them and do the show in Vegas.
So they've hired bodyguards to keep this guy away?
Security guards are out front and they're preventing him from entering the building. And Joey claimed that he was given a rehearsal schedule from the band this past Saturday and he flew to L.A. the next day, but he's being blocked now.
I would watch that movie. I want to see what happened. There's got to be way more to this than that.
Well, if you were involved in a lawsuit and someone's litigious, you probably wouldn't want him to be around you if he's building a case against you.
I'm telling you, if they cut him
out. I hang out with a lawyer. Of course I'm fine with hanging out with litigious.
He's probably entitled to a larger share than whatever hired gun drummer they go get for a tour. You know what I mean? Or a recording session.
Who's a hired gun drummer, though? Like, one that would add...
There's a bunch of them you could get.
Dave Grohl?
No, I mean, there's a bunch of drummers you could just get. Not people you necessarily know, but they can play the blank out of the drums, and they do it for studio sessions and tours.
Definitely.
Yeah. Beat the Skins.
What if Joey Kramer killed Neil Peart because he heard that they were going to hire him?
Oh, gosh.
He took him out.
You don't know.
It could have been. But that's what it is to blank him out of his share of the money and put that money in the pockets of the other guys.
So,
mainly the two who make all the money.
Yeah, because the money's from the touring.
It's a kiss move.
Well, Aerosmith hasn't commented on any of this, and it's all reported on TMZ, so it's kind of one-sided. But the word is they don't think that Joey can hack the tour anymore because of his health condition. So in the beginning, it wasn't like they're being harsh, but they did see how he was performing, and they thought that he wasn't up to par. He was a little slower.
It's a money move. It's a kiss move.
It really is.
I don't believe what Liv Tyler's grandma
and
says
it was,
about it.
It was 6 months before this that he took the time off because he had some heart issues before returning with the band. That's why they're thinking he can't cut the tour.
Well, the other guys can't because, what, they drank and did cocaine for 50 years? They can still go, second hand.
Just let him play to a drum track and let him sit up there and pretend. Just let him do it. No one would know. You made it all this long. Who cares? Right. This is you know what we're this
drama.
Is everything's wrestling. It's going to come down to it,
right?
And they're going to say, you know what? Fine, come on, Kramer, let's get the band back together. Literally this time, the band back together, and suddenly everybody will go see the tour, the reunion of Aerosmith.
Yep.
Right.
They'll dust off Aero Force One. Remember that? Remember they had their own plane? It was called Aero Force One. Nobody? Okay. I'm the only person that subscribed to Hit Parader, I guess.
Yeah, I might have been.
Well, why do people love going to Super Bowl parties? There is a reason.
I don't usually go to one because we got to work the next day. So I just watch the game and go to bed.
Well, for those of us in the audience that love to go to Super Bowl parties.
Do you love to go to Super Bowl parties, Paige?
Never.
Oh.
I mean, because we work in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't be there until the end. So what's the point? I'd rather watch the end of the game at home and then go to bed, straight to bed. All right, so 38% they love those commercials. They wait for it. That's what they love to do. And then
they're conditioned to love them, yes.
I think so. Because, yeah. I mean, like we've thought 5 years ago, they were okay, but they're kind of like,
what's the big thing anymore. The big money spend this year somebody's doing? Everybody was kind of astonished that they were buying a Super Bowl ad for like $5 million.
I don't know.
I haven't heard yet.
Yeah.
All right, so 46% love to see their family at this event. 49% are actually there for the game itself. So here's the top two reasons why people love to go to Super Bowl parties. Social reasons, 54%, whatever that is, to meet people, conversation.
Again, drinking. Anything to go stand there and talk to somebody with a drink in your hand.
Now, the number one reason I would think the beer... But that's not the case in this situation. The number one reason why people go to Super Bowl parties is for the food, 56%. And they love the chicken wings, pizza, mozzarella sticks, chips, veggie dip. But it's always the same type of food that you can get any day during the week.
You could go to the grocery store in your neighborhood and buy the same things.
Yeah, get some chicky tendies.
Yeah, get some chicky tendies, some chicky nuggies, some chicky wings.
Some snicky snacks.
Yeah. Just some tater skinnies.
Remember the story from our church would have services on Super Bowl Sunday
it's
night?
The best story ever.
And then we all went over to, I remember it was Jason Bright's house, my buddy from middle school and church.
Blank him, right? Or no?
Well, he stole my girlfriend, but I've made amends with it.
Good for him.
He's probably fat now.
So his parents taped the Super Bowl, and after church we're all convening over there to order Domino's and watch the Super Bowl on tape. So we're like a quarter behind everybody else. We're sitting there watching the whole thing, and all of a sudden one of Jason Bright's neighbors comes over and knocks on the door. It's like, did you see that? And whatever it was, he just told us what happened in the game.
And you just started it. Oh my gosh,
he's going to hell.
They threw him in the pool.
Yeah, what's the point in watching it now?
They claimed they were baptizing him, but they threw him in the pool.
They threw him right in.
Your poor daddy was a good Christian and he went to church, even though
he's my mom.
I know yes. It happens that way, but this year, hopefully it won't go on forever and we can stay up late enough.
It's going to be
who wins.
The football novice that I am, it looks like a hell of a damn ball game.
It does.
Yeah, it looks like a real matchup.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are Rise Guys headlines.
All right, thank you, Paige. We'll take a break. Come back. More Rise Guys right after this. Yeah.
Listen to 93.3 The Planet. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, DM'd. We got a fax today, too.
Yeah, we don't know how to check it, but we got one.
Yeah, it's there. It's waiting for us.
We'll try to get it.
You can get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. I was told yesterday I hurry through this, so I'm going to say it slow.
Break it down slow, Matt.
Text podcast to 72341. We'll send it right back to you.
Boom. Easy as that. Just hit the old CVM text line and get what you want.
Also, if you would like to view today's Facebook fussing, we invite you to go to facebook.com/riseguys or text fuss. I don't know if people were just texting us bad words earlier if they were misspelling fuss.
Yeah, F-U-S-S, fuss.
Fuss.
Text that to 72341. We'll send you back a link to watch today's Facebook Fussing at Your Leisure.
Yeah, tomorrow the FOF line, 864-241-4318. That's 864-241-4318. And the P1 payoff, which Paige will have for you next as she rocks you at work. You'll hear a key word from her. Text at 72881. Win you $1,000. Fat Boy.
Pretty sweet deal, Matt, man.
It is. 5 a.m. for Fat Boy, Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. So, Jimmy, Jack, any closing words?
Yeah, goodbye. Have a great day. And I love you dearly.
Me or everyone listening?
Everyone.
Oh, thank
everyone.
You.
Everyone. It's a day of love.
Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
Hey, ready to rock uncontrollably?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
A 93-minute rock block kicks off next. A 93.3 The Planet rocks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.